Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once a year, they let him out of his ESPN cage. All right, we'll let him cross over. We'll let him cross over with CBS. We had him last year. The guy's a broadcasting legend, and it's funny because you put him on TV, and he still looks young. But he's been.
I was going to say, don't let him treat you like that. Yeah, you're not old enough to be a legend.
No, he exactly. is, but he's been doing it a long time. You don't realize how long he's been doing it. That is Kirk Herbstreit, who's back with us here on Tiki and TV.
Great to be back with you guys, man.
What's going on, man?
How about Lamar Jackson last night? How much fun is he to watch?
Why did you tell the nation you didn't think he would be good back? No, I'm just kidding.
No, man, I wasn't part of that team.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, I've always looked at these college quarterbacks who have great skill sets and the college OCs take advantage of and just wondered. I just assumed maybe in the NFL it's just too physical. They can't take the pounding. You know, when Mike Vick came out, he had a good career. But I don't think he still had to learn an NFL offense. He still had to make plays from the pocket. He would create. But he would create on his own.
Yeah.
There are very few design plays for him to run the zone read or a quarterback draw. And now we're just seeing this kid do things that in college we see guys do this every week, but not to his level. Even when I remember when he did this to Florida State, what he's doing now to Bill Belichick. I remember now Florida State's Florida State. They have NFL players all over the defense.
That's right.
And he's running through them, making them look like middle school players. And I'm like, man, this is just – you just don't see the twitch. Yes. And he's so long and lanky. And to have that kind of twitch left to right, just embarrassing guys in college. And I'm like, be interesting to see if they make him a receiver in the NFL or what they're going to do. And he's getting the last laugh now, man. He's having a lot of fun.
Do you think scouting personnel in the NFL, GMs, will look at this and say, we can go here now? Because it felt like – you almost needed license to go here.
Yeah, but I think what I would warn is I've been doing this for 24 years, and the only guy that's in his stratosphere that played that position athletically is Michael Vick.
Yeah.
There's only two.
So it's not about the position and the quarterbacks playing this way. It's about him. I mean, it's about Lamar Jackson.
And you can appreciate this because you played so many games. I would say – when I watch these defenses, you have to account for him in a college game with a quarterback that can run.
Yep.
You have to account for him. What that means for people that are listening is you've got to bring a safety down into the box area because we cannot let his legs beat us. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of college defenses start. Problem is now you simplify coverage because now you can play man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
And now you've got one guy assigned to that quarterback. Problem is nobody – name an NFL linebacker or safety that can tackle him one-on-one.
None.
Nobody.
You're right. So it's like go do this losing proposition to contain him.
Think about the defensive coordinators he's going through, defensive minds he's going through, Bill Belichick, Wade Phillips, Pete Carroll. I mean, one after another
Each of them with 3 decades worth of playbooks and adjustments in their head and their portfolio.
And he's avoiding big hits.
Yeah, well, last night he got popped. He got popped once.
He did.
But not in the legs. It was more in the chest area.
But like a lot of – I've heard people say, well, Robert Griffin exploded on the scene, then he went away.
Nope.
This is not Robert. Robert Griffin was straight-line speed. This guy is side-to-side.
He's crazy.
Side-to-side with straight-line speed. So he's just a rare talent. And the reason he's throwing the ball well is, like I said, he could always throw.
Yeah.
But if you can't play – zone pressure or play man on this side and zone on this side and play where you can trick him, you have to play simple coverage.
How do you do that, Kurt? How do you trick him? Because BT and I were like speculating about this because like rush lanes are different with him. You can't like compress the pocket because he sneaks through when he's out.
Yeah.
You got to like contain him, like make it really wide so he doesn't run. But then he stands back there for 10 seconds.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I don't know what the answer is unless you have a guy that can match his talent athletically and spy with him. Like last night I watched the Jets a couple times. They didn't spy. They played man. There was nobody there. I'm like, what are you doing?
But even if you spy, then you're playing 11 on 10.
I know.
I don't know if that's the answer.
I know. And I think they've got nice pieces around
they
him.
They do.
That complement it really well. They can run the ball with Mark. And
thank you, Ozzie.
You got Hollywood Brown. I mean,
Ozzie Newsome should be executive of the year. Even though he's been retired for a year.
Roman It's like Andy Reid, what he's done with Mahomes. He's a West Coast guy.
Yeah.
At this stage of his career, to a change to basically a Big 12 offense with what he's doing with Mahomes. And now Greg Roman, same thing. West Coast guy.
Yep.
Recognizes instead of like them inheriting college quarterbacks and saying, we're the National Football League. You have to learn our system.
Yeah.
They're saying, screw that.
Yeah. We're going to invent the system.
Exactly. We're going to change our system to match these players' skill sets.
How much did Cap have to do with that? Because obviously Roman had Cap in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think it obviously helped. I think having that chance to learn what he could do, and Cap did things differently than what we're watching right now.
Yeah, it's not this.
But it's the same principle of being willing to get outside of being more of a traditional West Coast offense. But, man, right now they've got it going. But they are running a college offense, basically, is what they're doing. And these NFL defensive minds are not catching up to it yet.
You know what I want to ask? We're talking to Kirk Herbstreit, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. So I know you have kids. Tiki's got kids. I've got – your kids are getting a little bit older now, right? They're pretty good athletes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four boys, two that are freshmen. They actually go to Clemson, preferred walk-ons, a junior that's in high school, and in seventh grade.
Could they have got a scholarship somewhere else?
I think, yeah, they
and
could
they,
have.
And they wanted,
they wanted to play with Dabo. I think they're really intrigued by Dabo and the opportunity to play there and be a part of that culture and that program.
That's awesome.
So I was going to say, I set it up that way because.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, identical.
I knew that.
You're identical too?
Yeah.
I think we talked when they were born.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we talked. Really? Like 17 years ago, we talked about twins.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because my mom obviously raised twins.
Of course.
Yeah.
How
old are your kids?
3 and 4.
Oh, so you're just starting out.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
probably should have started a few years ago. So I wake up on Saturday, right? And I go in my home office and I work on Sunday. So I'm doing notes and I'm juggling family life and boom, pop on the TV in my office and we're coming. And here we go. Here's the game day show. And I always wondered, I'm like, these guys are in the coolest venues, and I know you have a good time with everybody on set. What when you get in on like a Thursday? Like, what do you guys forget? I know what you do on the air.
Yeah.
What is it like when you roll into these cities like Thursday or Friday? You guys partying? You got to be going to the best restaurants.
Yeah.
Hitting up dinners. You guys got to blast.
I mean,
the show.
It changes over the years. I've been doing it 24 years. So when he was playing, it was a very different approach when you would come on a college campus to how it is the last.
In what way though?
You would go out.
You'd go out and hang out.
And you'd go to a cool restaurant, go to maybe a couple bars. You know, you're 25, 26 years old.
Gotcha.
And then all of a sudden you get older and you're like, you're just trying to.
I just want sleep.
Yeah, I want to sleep. And we still go to a really good meal. We have a team that's kind of scouts everything out for us. They find out the cool restaurants to go to. And that's probably the best part. You know, we're in Baton Rouge one week. You get to have the food from that area. You go to Tallahassee or you go wherever.
Yep.
That part of it's fun. It's fun to engage. I mean, game day goes to the biggest game of the week typically. So there's an energy, man, on those college campuses. It's hard to rival.
What's your favorite spot? Honestly, forget about the horseshoe for a moment.
Yeah.
You know what that means to your heart. What's the coolest scene?
Eugene, Oregon might be one that stands out. The SEC, the passion that they have is pretty unique. Penn State's a great spot. Penn State
did a game there this year.
Yeah, yeah. I did the whiteout. I did the Michigan game. It was amazing.
How would you describe the whiteout?
Well, I mean, it's intimidating.
Yes.
Because you feel overwhelmed in a sense.
Yes, exactly.
And I can imagine being on the field.
Yeah.
Like, just engulfed and overwhelmed by that.
It kind of felt like it, honestly,
because at the end of the game, I felt like Michigan had figured it out.
Yeah, second half, they were coming.
They were pounding the rock, even though they had the best run defense Penn State did in the nation at the time, at like 1.6 yards per carry, whatever.
Yeah.
But they had figured it out. And I almost feel like, man, they were just overwhelmed by the environment at the beginning. And then they started, because they're young, two running backs are young.
Yeah.
They started to figure it out. You know, Shea looked okay. And they, if it wasn't for a drop pass, they're right in that thing and it goes over.
But the scene, though, like, it's like everybody, I don't know if they hand them a white shirt. Like, nobody nobody has a Navy shirt on.
It's 110,000 whites. Literally, everybody has one on.
They started that.
They do. Michigan. Thing.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. They started it in 05. And it was just a student section.
Uh-huh.
So you get an overview, and you would just see like 20,000 people just in all white. And then I don't know what year they decided to go the whole stadium. But it's intimidating, but it's just fun. You know what I mean? I think Kansas City might be the only NFL stadium where you might be able to pull that off. In the NHL, we see it all the time, you know, with teams when they get to the postseason. But to see over 100,000 people It's a pretty cool scene.
Now, when you guys, when game day travels and you go do all these at these venues, you do research into the teams. Now, you got Army-Navy this weekend, and it's amazing. Got the uniforms, which are unique for this week. Obviously, yeah. Navy's going with the throwback for the Heisman to the 60s.
Cool. Cool.
And the Army is the first cavalry unit that represents them. When you do this game, or when you're here for this game, what does this mean to you guys?
For me, it's – I'm an old school guy. You know, I'm a traditionalist. Mm-hmm. It's not about the playoff rankings. No. It's not about who's going to the NFL. It's about just watching, like, this video of watching the tradition of it all. I love – it's option football, which I love. It's you know, they might get a gain of 4 or 5. I mean, they're grinding for every yard. Yep. They're trying to annihilate one another on every play. And then they come back and they do it the next play. Yeah. And it always seems to be a one-possession game. It comes down to the last, you know, last few minutes of the game. Now, usually game day goes on in the morning, and then I take a train to New York and we do the Heisman. This year, I don't have to do the Heisman. First time I've ever
been
able to
watch. Burrow's going to win it.
Herbie,
don't waste your time. Burrow's going to win it going away.
We're good. So
stay at the game.
I'm going to see my first Army-Navy game from the sidelines.
Cool. That's
nice. I'm fired up about that. But, yeah, I think it'll be a good one.
Let me ask you about Burrow, just to transition quickly to that. You know, not if he's going to win the Heisman, because, I mean, I think we all think he's going to. I mean,
yeah, landslide.
Yeah. Do you subscribe to the theory that generally you need X amount of throws at the college level to have a sense of what they might become on Sunday? Because a guy like Trubisky burst on the scene, didn't play a ton at Carolina. He's been a little bit uneven up and down. But somebody like Deshaun Watson, who played a lot, boom, he's far more consistent. Lamar, boom, consistent. Are you worried about Burrow transitioning? Is this we know he's talented.
Yeah.
But is this real, or is this you're not sure real?
I think it's as real as I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, keep going. There are two college quarterbacks right now that are playing at a different level. Tua got hurt. Mm-hmm. Tua and Joe Burrow. And then there's a gap, and then there's everybody else. I don't mean by skill set.
Yeah.
Because Trevor Lawrence is special.
Okay.
I'm talking about quarterback positions, about processing information, getting the ball out, and getting it to the right person. I would challenge you to watch Andrew Luck or any other quarterback that you just talked about in college and compare him to what Joe Burrow is doing. Joe Brady came over from the New Orleans Saints, where he spent a lot of time with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and he brought that system into Baton Rouge. And if you watch their offense, they've got 5 receivers out. He's one step ahead of the defensive coordinator on every snap. He shows up Sunday after let's say they played Ole Miss on Saturday. He shows up Sunday, already has his iPad out, already studying film. He's basically an NFL quarterback playing college. He takes his classes online. He's locked in. And I'm telling you, this dude, he's a linebacker mentality playing quarterback, and he's got an ability to process information like I've never seen before in a college
game. He's fun.
He's
wow, what a scouting report.
I would take him.
Goodness.
I would take him one without even
– no hesitation.
Unless Chase Young, you wanted a – you know, Derek Brown. Unless
sure.
you're looking for a game wrecker as a defensive lineman. If you need a quarterback – no brainer.
Well, listen, man, it's always a treat. You are you're part of America, man. You really are.
Thank
you're,
you,
you're
man.
A staple in all of our homes. You're just very likable. You do a great job.
Thank you,
good
man. I appreciate it. Great seeing you
good
guys.
Good to see you. Good luck to your sons.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.